Hi, we're looking back on April 29, the day in 1967, when Oz music great John Farnham was discovered. He was singing with the group Strings Unlimited at the time. By the end of the year, he had his first big hits.
Sadie, the cleaning lady.
Remember the LA riots in 1992, sparked when a jury failed to convict four police officers accused of beating Rodney King.
Going around up First Street to Broadway, just started burning every car, everything in sight.
And it was in 2011 that Prince William of Wales married Catherine Middleton.
She arrived in a car, she'll leave in a carriage. Last night she slept in a hotel, tonight she'll sleep in a palace.
April 29 birthdays, Australian film and TV writer and director Phil Noyce is 71, famous for the movies Dead Calm, Patriot Games, The Bone Collector and Rabbit Proof Fence.
Someone gives you a Lifetime Achievement Award, you know, you start to get suspicious.
Comedian Jerry Seinfeld turns 67 today.
The reservation keeps the car here. That's why you have the reservation.
Sir Daniel Day-Lewis is 64, the only actor to win the Best Actor Oscar three times.
On the world stage now. Now! With the fate of human dignity in our hands.
Michelle Pfeiffer celebrates her 63rd birthday, long list of movies, and did a pretty good job playing Catwoman.
I am Catwoman. Hear me roar.
Eve Plum is also 63, best remembered for her role on The Brady Bunch. Connie Wilson turns 53. The daughter of Beach Boy Brian Wilson was in the trio Wilson Phillips. Uma Thurman celebrates her 51st birthday.
Now I want to dance. I want to win. I want that trophy.
And tennis champion Andre Agassi is also 51. He won all four Grand Slam titles, including four Australian Opens.
Agassi is the new Australian Open champion.
Finally, brilliant director Alfred Hitchcock died on this day in 1980.
Psychiatrists say that if you can trace the origin of your fear, it will disappear.
Remembering Alfred Hitchcock on April 29.